Wow. Color me absolutely shocked. You actually did it. I gotta say, I really didn't have much faith in it. Considering just an hour ago, I was sitting on that table over there, waiting for you to autopsy me. Well, not waiting because I'm dead, or was dead. But now I'm not. Well, dead, less dead, maybe? Who knows? But all that matters is, you thought that I was pretty enough to keep. I mean, I guess I should have put two and two together that some morgues or funeral homes probably did have people working at them that dabble in black magic, but just my luck that I would get dropped off at yours, right? So, I guess I should say thank you. And you shouldn't feel bad. I know you said this was your first time doing this, but it's a little taboo to get turned on by the naked, cold, dead body of the girl who is laying on the cold slab in front of you, but here we are. So you should just throw caution to the wind. Or that's what I did in life. I mean, look where that got me, but hey, it doesn't matter, does it? I'm here now, and we should totally do something together, don't you think? Oh, come on. You were ogling me from the time you rolled me out of that little freezer over there. And in life, sucking cock and being submissive was something I loved doing. So we should do that, don't you think? I mean, I'm dead. You can't hurt me. You can't kill me. Just think, one of my favorite things when I was alive was getting face fucked. And isn't it amazing that you can face fuck me relentlessly? And even if I can't breathe, it doesn't matter because I'm already dead. And you've brought me back enough that I'm a little bit warm now. So, hey, little hot and cold sensation play, right? So, come on. Don't you want to use your freshly made little fuck doll? I mean, that's what I am essentially now. I can't do anything. It's not like I can go home. Eek. Imagine me walking in the front door of my mom's house. That wouldn't go over well. So, I mean, there's nowhere for me to really go. And I don't have to eat. I don't have to do anything else. So, why shouldn't I be your perfect, pretty little fuck doll? I mean, the only thing that I'm lusting for right now is sex. I just want to feel something again. So, won't you help me? Can't you help me feel something again? I can tell you want to because you're painfully hard. So, please, can I be your pretty, perfect little cum slut and suck that rather nice looking cock you look like you have under those pants? Thanks. Oh, and it is nice. Look how perfect and hard you are. You're almost as hard as my body was when they dug me up out of that hole my ex-boyfriend put me in. But enough of that. Let's get to the good stuff, right? You seem like a really nice guy and everything. I do like sucking cock, but I'd really like it if you could help me see if I still have a gag reflex. That's right. Fuck your slutty little fuck slut's mouth. Your new little toy that you can use and play with whenever you want in between autopsies. You know, as nice as it is to suck your cock, like I said, I really want to feel something. I wonder if I can still get off the way I used to. So, will you fuck me? Oh, come on. I'm your pretty, submissive little Frankenstein doll. Don't you want to play with me? Come on, master. Wouldn't it be fun? I see how your cock twitched at master. I never got to call anybody that in life, so this could be fun. I think I'm almost back to room temperature, so it should feel rather good. And my muscles are still coming back into play, so I bet it's extra tight. So go ahead. Stick it in. And you know, it turns out I can still feel things. You know what the best part is? Is I had a breeding kink in life, but I never wanted kids. And now that I'm dead, you can come in me all you want and nothing's going to happen. Oh, feels like you're close. It's okay. I am too. And we have all the time in the world to do this again. Because I have to thank you. Thank you for bringing me back. For being so beside yourself and fucked up that you just to use those bad powers for your own selfish reasons. Are we gonna come together? Oh, look, master, we're meant to be together. Oh, that's right. You absolutely flooded me. Looks like you're gonna have to clean this up off this table. So, how about we play that autopsy game now, huh?